This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. The sun never sets on the Underdark.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 15 of Zombie Plagued Chult. Bim.
If you can get yourself free, I might be able to move you.
When you say move, what do you mean exactly? What the fuck does this Ring of Winter do? What can you see, Orns?
You're in the dead city of Umbala.
It's just Umbala. We've been here. Can I see Nanny Poo-Poo?
You can see her shack in the distance. The many different broken and dilapidated buildings. The entire time you can hear... Flash! Flash!
Run us up
the golem
something.
Mumbling and charging behind you. Everyone is slowly freed one by one.
Good work, Orns.
Oh.
You look like shit.
What if, like, you distracted Nanny and Flask ran inside to look for something useful?
Maybe, yeah. Tiffany wouldn't be distracting for long.
Oh, no. Flask needs to run.
Is Dragonbait also immortal?
No, probably not.
How many Dragonbaits have there been?
So do you know what an Allosaurus is?
Yeah, it's a dinosaur, Adam.
Cowering in the tree trunk, you see sprinting away from three Allosaurus are three also giant lizards, big giant geckos. All of these creatures are larger than horses. The geckos are sprinting almost like barely touching the swamp. Their large, wide paws quickly moving across the water, just like bare tippy toes touches. The Allosaurus are sprinting behind them in pursuit. Obviously, a hunt is happening.
Nice pickup, Flask.
Provided you do nothing. The Allosaurus catch the giant lizards and feed upon them. One of the Allosaurus looks up and sees you in the giant log. It stalks over towards you, and Flask of Wine retreats deeper into the log, saying, "They will not chase us in here. Not that they have food." All of you press yourselves deep into the log. The Allosaurus sticks its snout in and tries to come after you, but it's a very, like, as soon as the Allosaurus realizes that you guys are a bit too deep for it, it brings its face back out and then goes back to the lizards that they caught.
Oh, good.
They feed, finish, and leave.
What colors are lizards?
They were green.
What color were the Allosaurus?
Allosaurus? They were a beautiful, vibrant blue.
Oh, no.
Let's go after the Allosaurus.
Nah, just kidding. They were probably, I don't know, what colors are they here? Brown, mottled green?
Yeah. Can I grab, like, some lizard scales to maybe make a better facing that's not made out of a person?
Sure.
I grab the bluiest green ones there are.
You do the best job you can, but they're vibrant green. Obviously meant to blend in with the lush greens of Chult.
Okay, well,
it looks a lot nicer.
Yeah, I'll wear that. I'll keep the other one.
Lizard skin is definitely better than sentient creature skin.
Yeah, I bury the sentient creature skin.
Cool.
And I use the nice green one as like a other thing. Am I able to at least make it symmetrical? Like, am I able to get like two scales and make like a little face mask so it just looks a bit more nice?
Oh, you mean like do it on both sides of your face? Like, so it looks like a whole like chin-jaw combination thing.
Yeah. Is it? Can I make it look Like, if the scales are big enough, can I put one on each side to make it look a bit armory?
Sounds like I got like a faceplate.
Yeah, so I got one scale on each side.
Not really, unfortunately. It kind of just looks like what it is, a half mask.
That's all right, but it looks intentional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it always would look intentional. No one's going to look at that and be like, how did she accidentally get that on her face?
No.
I know what you mean. It looks like a cool fashion accessory rather than something covering up a horrible hole in your face.
It looks like something I've worn as a choice.
It's hard to disguise it from what it is.
Yeah, but
there's maybe a little bit. You make the edges look a little bit nicer. You make it look more, it fits contours to your face very well, but it's obvious what it's covering, some deformity.
Okay, I do it on both sides, so I just feel a bit more even.
It just seems stranger to me.
Really?
Yeah, could you imagine two cheeks covered like that? I don't know, it looks strange to me. I guess maybe you try to incorporate it into a helmet.
Yeah, like I'll grab a bunch of scales and try and...
All right, you incorporate it into a helmet.
Big scaly helmet.
That wouldn't look so weird. A helmet with cheek guards.
Yeah.
Nice hat.
Thank you.
The sun rises. You've marched through the night. You're getting tired, but it feels weird to rest during the day. What do you want to do?
Well, we could just keep walking and try and rest a bit later. I guess we've sort of ruined our sleep cycle a bit.
Maybe only just now. At the end of your day, night, I guess.
Ordeal?
Yeah, at the end of this ordeal. Now that you've put some distance between you and Mbala, you take time to consider in the daylight just now, you saw structures from Mbala. They were the giant stone ziggurat to the west, which maybe is Oralonga, you have to hope. And to the east, you see a giant rock floating in the air.
What?
Wait. Floating fucking rock.
Yes. Sorry, I'll get you a picture.
Do we know what the rock is?
Probably not.
It looks like a heart. Can we see the bats that are flying out of the tree?
You might see like, sure. Yeah,
okay,
you see the bats.
So to describe it, it literally looks like a heart.
Human heart, not human like heart. Shape heart.
No, yeah, so like the organ rather than the emoticon. But also maybe like a sweet potato cut in half.
Yeah, but the big arteries are trees. Hollowed out tree trunks and they have bats flying out of them.
Yeah, and there's steps and a tunnel and some grass.
I'm looking it up right now. Actually, maybe you do know what it is.
Oh.
Oh. Well, you might.
I might, yeah.
You're from these parts.
Yeah, you know what it is.
From around these parts.
It's called the Heart of Ubtau.
That's why it looks like a heart. Because yes. It is a heart.
Oh.
Choltans call it the Heart of Ubtau. Well, obviously because it's very heart-shaped. And the petrified tree adds the impression of veins and arteries.
Yeah.
The dripping red liquid is rainwater. So there's like a dripping red liquid rainwater that comes out of it.
Oh, is that just dyed by the clay?
You're not sure.
Ooh, that's sus.
There's certainly, well, obviously there's magic about it.
It's just a floating rock, yeah. Guys. It's like the moon. Moon's not magical.
Yeah.
It is very magical.
Choltans who've seen the Earth Moat believe it's actually the petrified heart of the god Ubtau, and they consider it sacred. Priests of Ubtau used to travel here on the backs of flying dinosaurs centuries past, seek visions inside the heart and beseech Ubtau to return.
I guess we, like, after the Allosaurus bit, we're kind of, like, getting our shit together and talking about we're going to press on through the day until we die, until nightfall, and I guess I'm like... Explain all the things that I was just explained to the group, mainly to Tiffany.
Oh. Okay.
So we shouldn't climb it. It's sacred?
I don't fucking know. You're asking me, a man who climbs inside sacred places all of the time, whether we should climb something sacred.
You're not sure how you'd get up there without being able to fly.
I can fly.
The hand? Stepping stone?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
You can fly?
The rock is significantly higher than that.
Okay.
Let's go kidnap my terror folk and convince them to take us there. But first, we should probably go to...
Let's go to the ziggurat.
Artist Simber seems to already know about it, as does Flask of Wine. But Dragonbait, maybe Artist Simber explains it to him as you're traveling. Anyway, so it's daytime, like I said. You're kind of exhausted. Do you want to keep pushing on? It'd be weird to travel at night. And maybe more dangerous.
9 is dangerous. Why don't we just travel slowly? Take it easy, but still travel.
Okay. With lots of breaks, I'm still pretty tired.
You're still both going to take
As your throat, from where the leeches were, the throat leeches that were infecting your
yes,
throat.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought about my throat and then I thought about my mouth and now I'm sad.
You're still
My throat's okay, though. I'm fine.
And all the best people are missing shit they should have. Look, and I smack the back of my head so my eye falls out and then I put it back in.
Oh, my God. Like, to myself. That's so nice and familiar.
And I've turned around at this point. It's like,
oh, yeah. I'm just taking this as a nice moment.
You will still take a level of exhaustion traveling during the daytime.
Well, maybe we should just... I'm feeling really tired. Maybe we should just rest it. We can sleep at night, but if we just rest so we're not tired.
What about we just stay where we are?
For 24 hours? Or not 24 hours, for 12 hours?
And then sleep.
More than 18 hours.
At night. But can we like kind of explore the area a little bit without traveling away? Maybe try to get some food?
You can do that, yeah.
Just take a rest day, sleep at night.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll use this time to ask people about their backstories. I don't know.
Are you able to give us anything to drink with your magical pot?
Oh, it's a jug.
Sorry.
I'll let it off this time. What we feel like, beer, mayonnaise, fresh water. I'm guessing you want fresh water.
I just think that'd be better.
All right, fresh water coming up. I deal out fresh water from my magical jug.
Adam's rolled some dice and is now reading, so he's not paying attention to what we're doing, which means he's focused on something bad happening to us. Probably murder.
The night passes uneventfully. Or the day.
The day.
Passes uneventfully.
I wonder who's taking first watch.
I reckon I will.
Did we? I've already grilled Artis about the...
You can ask him anything else if you want.
Do you know what? I'm really intrigued to know more.
So, like, if you're... So old you don't remember. Where are you from originally? Again, purely from an academic perspective, you belong in a museum.
Get a good boy card. That was funny.
Finally. We've had so many good boy card free
encounters. Yeah.
I think between sessions, you guys have been losing good boy cards. I reckon just both of you draw an extra good boy card.
Oh.
Oh.
But you got to mark them down. This is the last freebie.
All right.
What did you want to ask? Oh, you asked Simra where he came from. Originally, I was born on the Sword Coast.
Right.
Traveled here. Been to and from the outer regions of Chult, not too many times. But I come to the jungles sometimes, just not very often. And I don't travel very far when I do. I kind of know where I want to go. Although recently, I've been getting impatient, I suppose. Waiting for the return of my beloved, and I've been searching a little bit deeper into the jungle recently, of late. I was told that there was a wise woman that I could speak to somewhere in the western part.
Somewhere, and she'd tell you the thing that you were looking for?
Yes.
Right, yeah, that's why we might be going there too.
Yes, I had suspicions, but I didn't know it was Oralunga. All I know about Oralunga is that it is abandoned, but potentially not. Maybe there's some magic about it.
It's in the middle of the fucking Chult jungle. There's more than just some magic about it. Let me give you the hot tip.
It certainly would not be the first settlement to disappear.
How the fuck are you? How long have you been looking for you? Wait a minute.
Adam?
Yeah?
I'm trying to remember a detail. I know about the mysterious, possibly... Atlantis-style place that Artis's beloved is from.
Mesro,
but I think it's a story.
You've only heard of it like as fables or whatever. Yeah. You don't know it to be true. You don't know if it's true.
No, but is that enough of a detail for me to be like, oh.
Oh, what?
Can I just ask him?
Ask him what?
So you're telling me that it's real?
Yes, it certainly is. I've laid eyes upon it. I've laid eyes upon it when it was in its splendor, and I've laid eyes upon it in its current state. I defended it. Now that the cards are all on the table, I defended it against an evil necromancer by the name of... hang on, wait. I should just know this off the top of my head, but the pronunciation can often, you know, bedevil me.
Yeah, you check that gigantic hardcover book you carry around.
Rasnasi.
Hey. Rasnasi.
You've heard that name before, actually. Rasnasi is the cursed word spoken from the lips of adventurers who journeyed too deep into Chult. He's a necromancer yonti worshipping foul gods. He's kind of like a local boogeyman sort of thing. You know that he is responsible for many of the ills that plague Chult. Like the undead that are all throughout Chult are often attributed to him.
We're going to have to fight him. I just know it, Adam. I know it in my heart.
This is what Koopa Louie and Quasha are having beefs with.
Yeah. Snake Johnson. Well, there you go. You are basically a myth.
I can assure you I'm quite real.
No, I know. I when you die, can I put you in a museum as well?
I don't care what you do with my body once I'm dead.
Great. That is the best compliment you can get from him.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'll take first watch.
All right, then.
Unless you have questions you want to ask people. I don't care about Flask's background. I assume he's just a cat.
How incredibly rude yet accurate.
I am going to spend this time writing a letter to Sister Sias.
You do so.
I can't post it right now, but...
Clearly, no. The post offices here are few and far between.
I just want to write one for her, you know?
The night then... It just wouldn't seem possible.
What, for me to...
Get another encounter.
And yet...
Do you know what I like? Is that I managed to get Artis to put all of his cards on the table. He knows very little about both of us still.
He should know very little about us.
I know. It's good. He's too trusting. There's part of me that wants to rob him, but he has a ring that makes a lion.
Oh, we want to keep him around.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that ring, though.
Who are you two?
I like how you're constantly like, he's gone out of his way to help you. And it's just like, yeah, I don't even fuck. He's dumb.
His mistake.
He's a fool. I'm Cantankerous Asshole and Tiffany's Tiffany. So, like, why would you be hanging out with us? He's a sunbeam.
Yeah, Tiffany's a little blue sunbeam.
Hey, don't look, Cass. Sorry. Cass, cover your ears. 11 adult Hadrosaurus with 6 young pass through. They move through the camp, basically, but quietly, grazing as they go.
Just watch them. Give them, like, a nod. I understand them. You know?
They are dinosaurs and do not know what you are doing.
Yeah, but I do, and that's all that matters, Adam.
Anyway, night passes.
You witness, like, a beautiful flock of some sort of dinosaur.
Yep.
Cool.
I deserve good things, Cass, because I'm a good man.
All right.
Chaotic good, if you will. All right. So, how's everybody feeling this morning?
How am I feeling?
You better, Horns.
Much better. Everyone feels completely healed and well rested. Unfortunately, Flask of Wine overturns your food bag and says, we are running low.
Well, then, we might.
Resources are feeling a little thin.
Well, perhaps we can have some mayonnaise to tide us over.
Gross.
Well, then. If you don't like mayonnaise, what about honey?
Honey sounds nice.
Or vinegar?
Honey sounds nice.
Great, mayonnaise it is.
No! Did you really?
Mayonnaise.
Honey is the best one.
Mayonnaise fills the jug.
I didn't realize it was honey as an option. Honey will sustain us. Why have you done this?
No one wants to eat your fucking mayonnaise.
We do. I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How much mayonnaise do you eat? You're eating pure mayonnaise.
It's
you're
egg
eating just
and...
mayonnaise.
Oh.
And we're having it with stuff, right? We've got
we
some
have
supplies
no stuff.
Left.
You have some, yeah, but you don't get any more than you were rationed.
I regret nothing.
You dip jerky in mayonnaise. You win.
Yep, I do.
I just eat spoonfuls of it.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, but I'm hungry. When you're hungry,
Tiffany,
you'll cup a lot.
You're not hungry?
Oh.
You will be soon.
Do you know what's very funny?
What?
Mm? Is that I can't use it again until the next dawn.
No.
24 hours.
Just gave in his mayonnaise for breakfast.
Gross. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I cork the jug because it stays full of mayonnaise. I didn't use all the mayonnaise. I just can't put a new liquid in there.
Sure. Sure.
I guess we press on.
Horns.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling good. Am I not exhausted anymore?
No, you're not exhausted at all.
Anymore. I do a cartwheel.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. That's a bit extravagant. We should just have a quick talk.
Yeah. What about?
The fact that Dragonbait and us are going to beat the shit out of one another at some point on our adventure.
Yeah. That's what we should talk about.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Okay. Well, how about we just let it happen?
Okay. I just want to know, though, whose side are we going to be on when it happens?
The one who lives.
No, during the fight. Who are we going to side with?
Why do we have to side with anyone?
My money's on Dragon. I just feel like he's not going to... It's not going to be his fault, is it? Guy can't talk. He's just all smells.
To you, it's just smells, but it's an actual conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware, Adam.
Cool.
He's trying to other him.
I'm just saying, you should think about whose side you want to be on when that happens.
Well, shouldn't we wait to see what they argue about?
Since when has it ever mattered what people are arguing about?
Okay.
If my household had existed under the pretext that the argument was important to the fight, there would have been a lot less fights.
That's so sad.
What?
That's so sad. You told me a sad thing.
Not sad. No, they were good. Fuck off.
I stomped to the front of the group.
My house was sad too.
My house was not fucking sad.
I'm beaming and I mouth the word sad.
I'm not looking at you, so you're just mouthing it to the air.
Yeah, it feels good though.
A day passes uneventfully. You sleep another night. Night passes uneventfully as well. Next day rises.
Are we close?
Yeah, over the next 2 days, you encounter nothing of interest. Nothing really happens. You just slowly move. Food's getting a bit thin, but flask of wine.
Each morning I wake up and I give us some more mayonnaise, Adam.
Please, honey. Please, honey. Please, honey.
What do you call me?
Bah. Could you please, instead of mayonnaise tomorrow, just give us some honey? I just think it'd be so much nicer. I know it's full of energy.
I'm doing this because I want honey, not because you asked.
On the second day, I get honey.
Everyone has honey. Everyone fucking loves it. Flask of wine goes out in the morning and collects a bunch of food. He can feed. He doesn't do a great job. There's not a lot here to eat that isn't poisonous.
But he knows what's poisonous, and that's useful.
Are we still in swamp or are we back in jungle?
Back in jungle.
Never mind.
He can feed.
Because I can find twice the food while foraging on a preferred terrain.
You could still check as well.
But forest.
Yeah, forest. Yeah, forest is another terrain of mine that I like.
Are we in forest?
We're in jungle.
Yeah,
no. Wet forest.
Flask of Wine has resumed leading the group.
He's managed. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Flask of Wine does better than you, Pop. It's a lot of poisonous flowers here, and good thing that you can at least tell that they're poisonous. But between you and Flask of Wine, you're supplementing your food supplies.
Great. It burns me up inside the Flask of Wine. My own was better than me at something, that's why.
He's going on the list, the secret list in Pop's head of all the people that he wants to fight. It's a very long list.
That's just not shocking.
His family, members of his family are on it several times, repeated.
Sometimes it's lowercase, sometimes it's capital, sometimes it's angry capital. Sometimes it's just like miffed lowercase.
That sounds like a D&D character. Hello, I am miffed lowercase.
Oh, hello, miffed.
I'm a cleric. I like healing people, but only when I'm high, which is... right now. Who wants to be saved? Man.
Character creation's easy.
That's like this is hard.
As you're trudging your way through, Flask of Wine, you're getting very close to Oralunga. You can see it so well through the trees now. It feels like maybe a couple hours and you'll be there. Your procession's getting you're getting a little bit faster, a little bit faster, a little bit faster, a little bit more excited. Then Flask of Wine puts up a fist to stop the group. And maybe Pop, you walking right behind him, you bump into him. Flask of Wine hisses and says, low, almost to himself, but loud enough that you guys can hear, "We are surrounded. Sure enough, moving out of the forest, the jungle around you, are six lizard folk. Do you need a picture or can you imagine?
I'm assuming folk? They're like lizard people.
Yeah, they're lizard people.
They got legs and arms or just legs?
They got...
Do they stand up? I guess I'm asking.
Okay, so do you know what I did in my head? I just took away their arms. They just had two legs and were like snake bodies, but no arms.
No, they got arms and legs. Let me show you Pitch.
Oh, yeah. Are we related?
Maybe distantly, I don't know.
Hey, brother.
You certainly feel like you could be related to lizard folk.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I'm wearing lizard scales on my face?
Incredibly.
Boy!
Take him off.
One of them, wearing long ceremonial-looking robes and with a strange feathered headdress, steps forward and... Does he know? Surely he must. Does anyone speak Draconic?
Yes.
You do? Yep. In Draconic, he says, "Food, give, now, payment."
Payment for what?
Pass through our land.
Food. All right. What land is that?
Land you stand on.
Oh, fuck, I should not be negotiating out.
You shouldn't. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
What's happening? Because
how does Simber speak their language?
Because here's the thing. Tom wants to negotiate and just give them food. Pop, no fucking way.
Artis Simber stands next to you, Pop, and says, "How much food would you like?
What
give
the fuck?
Give us food for each 6 days' rations."
Well, we've got 4 days' rations.
He switches to common to address the rest of the group. "They appear to want food from us. It doesn't seem like too much. We would be quite close to emptying our coffers." Artis Simber and Flask of Wine confer at the little bag. Maybe you're there as well, Pop.
Do they want mayonnaise?
You open the food bag. You made honey today. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that we could hear Jackson or Zamet waxing poetic about video games they've played and give them a score based on a frankly baffling rating system I refuse to understand, then do I have news for you. Thumb Cramps is a show by Jackson, Zamet, Dusher, and occasionally Cass, where they, as my dad calls it, ignore Total Overdose, the most pivotal game of the early 2000s. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad keeps calling them Total Hacks, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Thumb Cramps.
Oi, Captain. Headdress, I assume he's the
captain. Yeah, you address the one in charge.
How about I go one better? We keep some of our food, we give you half of it. Right? But on top of it, I also give you some honey.
Get a good boy card.
Yes!
This good we take. You give them the honey and 3 days' worth of food.
Not the jug. I pour some honey out for them and...
How much honey do you pour out?
How much
does the jug make? Flip it over.
A gallon.
A gallon. A gallon's a lot. Mm. You would have eaten a bunch for breakfast.
Yep.
Maybe some for lunch.
I give him the rest of the honey, whatever's left. I give him the rest of the honey.
Cool. Oh, that's still from a gallon. That's still a lot of fucking honey.
In a container.
They fill their wine skins and water skins and anything they can with honey. They seem quite happy with this deal.
And you'll remember us, yeah? If you see us moving through here again, we're the honey people.
They laugh as they leave, but they don't respond.
But they leave.
Artisan, maybe you step forward a little bit, Pop, and Artisan puts a hand on your chest. It's just not worth it.
You'd say that.
I would, yes. We're so close to our destination.
That worked. We didn't have to fight anyone.
I know.
We didn't have to fight anyone.
A fucking bullshit. I haven't ripped anyone's throat out for, I don't know, days.
Well, save that energy. I'm sure you'll need it later.
You've done several encounters, and I think I forgot to give you experience properly. So I'm just going to give you both, let's say 1,000.
That sounds good.
That sounds excellent.
Actually, 1,250, because you guys have done actually quite a lot of adventures, and I've forgotten to give you experience.
We have been good, haven't we?
We have.
It's like giving a cat a lot of cream. It'll kill us in the end, but God is good to live.
God, that's good.
There's really just no downside to getting experience, Cass.
No, that brings us. That means we're aging. It brings us closer to death.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, no downside.
No downside.
Zero. It's not Pokemon. You don't go up a limb like an age bracket.
It's like giving a cat a dream about eating cream.
Or giving a cat
a fish.
Teaching a cat to cream. Teaching a cat to cream.
Gross.
I keep thinking. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I was doing a play on the fishing thing.
That's what it feels like, buddy. Yeah. All
right. Teaching a cat to milk a cow.
Or claws. No, they can retract them. Oh, they often don't.
No, this one does because he's got his little paw pads. His little.
Oh, that's so fucking cute.
Except when the cow gets mean and then it's like. Claws on. Anyway.
A massive brick and stone ziggurat rises from the jungle. Two staircases angle up and across the front face, one from the right, the other from the left, to meet at a landing on the second level 30 feet above your heads. That layout repeats on the second level and the third level, but each successive layer adding less height than the one below it. So the ziggurat is split into three sort of levels, each one slightly shorter than the last, but they're still quite tall.
Yeah.
The fourth level, 60 feet above the jungle floor, is an enclosed shrine or temple, its walls adorned with labyrinth symbols. The jungle encroaches right up to and onto this ancient structure. The first flights of steps are choked with creepers, tree roots, and flowering vines. It might have been surrounded by a city long, long ago, but the jungle is so dense that it would take hours of searching to find buried foundations and tumbled stones.
There's gonna be some good shit in this place.
Well, shall we, I suppose?
Yeah. No,
I reckon we came all this way. Let's turn around and fucking go home again.
Yeah, a lot of goodwills just disappeared. I didn't get to finding lizard people, Adam.
Up we go.
All right, then.
Right?
Let's go.
Artisember, with the patience of a saint, says nothing.
Bless that man.
I excitedly look at you and start climbing the tower.
All right. As soon as you begin climbing, you realize that the vines and the flowers and the shrubs and such are making this first layer, the first steps very difficult. Some might say difficult terrain. You like that one, did you?
Yeah. You're funny. So your fault.
The level one is 50 feet long and it rises 30 feet. After 10 feet, you begin getting scratched by the thorns. Do you continue? It's like digging into you.
Does it hurt?
It hurts, but you're not taking damage.
Yeah, so.
That's fine.
Cop it.
I'm a big shell.
You climb maybe another 5 feet and you take 5 damage, both of you.
Oh, so it was going to hurt.
Artis Simber, as he climbs up as well, and you hear him wincing behind you, he stops, not going as far as you have, but he looks a little bit further along and he points and says, "Hey, what is that?" Both of you look where Artis is pointing and you see a Chowinga standing among the vines.
Oh my God.
The Chowinga is a foot tall. And he wears a mask. You know how they all wear masks?
Yes.
Those white masks?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wears a mask resembling a Triceratops' head. In his hands, he's carrying it in both hands because for him, it's as big as like a great sword or something like that. In his hands, he's carrying a large orange and purple orchid.
Big flower.
He waves the flower at you and after a moment turns around and barrels his way up the ziggurat. As he moves up the ziggurat, the vines and undergrowth parts before him, but then closes back around him. He disappears up the ziggurat.
Let's chase that little fella.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do you think perhaps he was trying to tell us something?
Yeah, follow me up the ziggurat where good shit is.
No, where are the flowers? Where are those flowers?
You go back down the ziggurat. As you go back down the ziggurat, you take no damage. Moving back, something about the thorns and the vines and such like that, they're curved and angled in such a way that going down deals no damage, but going up would tear you to shreds. Without too much effort, you can find a bunch, like a big bunch of those orchids. You can get one each if you want.
Yes.
I would like to put it behind my non-existent ears.
Okay. You can, like, I don't know.
I have my hat.
Flask of Wine picks so many to make you a flower crown.
Oh.
I don't show it, but I am crying with happiness on the inside.
My horns curl around, yeah?
If you want them to. I forget what we established.
I think they do. I put a flower in each curl of my horn.
You take no damage going up. The growth parts before you as you pass with the orchids.
I don't feel so bad at one of those little fellas taking my armor.
As you get to the second level of this ziggurat, you notice that the stone here is crumbling from age and decay. You start trying to move up this level, but as you move up, the stones crumble apart, turning into gravel beneath you. It becomes impossible to progress upwards. You're like, at some points it feels like you're trying to swim upwards through gravel. And no matter how much gravel you push behind you, more just seems to appear. It's as if by magic or something.
Hmm. Sounds like magic.
Ooh, after struggling for 10 minutes.
Ugh,
oh my God.
Tiffany, you spot it first. Another Chewinga stands at the base of the steps just behind you. You're not sure how, but he's appeared literally amongst your group just suddenly.
Yeah.
This one's mask resembles a chameleon's head.
Oh, they're so fucking cute.
Beautiful.
In one hand, he has the giant orange and purple orchid, and in the other hand, he has several red parrot feathers. He races up, running past you with ease. It's as if he's moving so light that he's not sinking at all into the gravel. He sprints past you, getting to the next step. Chewinga, Chewinga. They don't make noise. But I like to imagine this one is mentally saying Chewinga as he goes up.
But that lizard man was still there. I could have stolen some of his feathers.
We need to find parrots. I look to the sky. Have we seen any parrots?
You haven't seen any parrots. You go back down and search around. You find around the base of Oralunga parrot feathers eventually. With Flask of Wine and Pop Mandarin, both experienced explorers, it's not hard to find red parrot feathers in green underbrush.
Are there any other things that are so bright and colourful that they just stick out against the green?
No, nothing else.
Okay. I see how this is going.
Okay, okay.
Holding the feathers and the orchid.
Nah, feathers in my hat. I got a crown of flowers and a feather. Oh, I'm living the dream.
All right. You, just like the Chewinga, you move light as air across the second level. The third level, these stairs are in excellent condition, but they are covered thick with swarms of poisonous snakes.
I look around immediately for a Chewinga.
Fucking snakes. I mean, never mind. It's fine. I'll be fine.
Are you okay?
Yes. Stop looking at me.
I'm sorry.
The Chewinga brushes past you, Tiffany. This is another third Chewinga. Its mask resembles that of a mongoose's face.
No.
It has the red parrot feathers and the purple-orange orchid. At the bottom step, just before the poisonous snakes, the Chewinga whacks one of the snakes on the head with its orchid to make it angry. The snake is about to lunge at the Chewinga when it brushes gently with the red feathers and the snake calms down. As it calms down, it slowly lowers itself towards the Chewinga and slides under the Chewinga's mask and presumably into the Chewinga's mouth. The Chewinga swallows the snake whole, then lays down on its belly and slowly slides its way up these final stairs.
Oh my goodness! How are you going to go with that? I am so keen bad. To get to the top, so I just start. I do the exact same thing. I try and replicate the process as much as possible and just swallow the snake. You have not shared your fears or feelings with anyone. How's it feel to be isolating yourself, hey? Is that good? Is that good to know no one will help because no one knows how?
Yes, Cass, that's amazing.
Fortuitous circumstance.
Haven't moved.
Sorry?
I haven't moved.
Okay. Well, Tiffany does it first then. The hitting the snake with the flower and then calming it down with the feathers is quite an easy task, actually.
Cool, good.
But then as the snake approaches you to slither into your mouth, it's hard to swallow the snake. It stretches your throat as it goes down. You pass what I might call a saving throw, however, and you keep the snake down. You also lie down and it just feels natural. You slither up the stairs. Flask of Wine and Dragon Bait do the same. When it comes to Artis Simbra's turn, he vomits the snake up and tries again successfully on the second try.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm gonna fucking in all my
Maybe
ears.
Between Every vomiting the snake up and trying devil. A second time, Artis Simbra just looks at you. You two are the only ones down here still. Artis Simbra looks at you and says, good day for it, I suppose. And then makes his second
fucking
attempt.
Fucking lovely day. That's right, Pop. It's just a snake. It's just a fucking cock-faced snake.
Oh my god, how does it come out?
I just shit out a live snake head first. I attempt. I've used the jug already.
Jug's all done.
Smash the beer. All right. no, you can do this. You're
Meet
fine.
The wise woman fucking plastered.
Smiling.
You want to tell me how you got so beautiful on this rat?
Perfect.
Adam, I try very half-heartedly.
You vomit up the snake.
Oh, son of a fucking cock-fucking snake.
As soon as the snake touches your lips, you're spitting it back out. You didn't even get a chance to fail. But as you spit it back out, you feel an awful reverberation going through you. You've done the magic wrong, and it hurts. You take 13 points of damage.
Fucking hell. All right, no, you can do this. You can fucking...
No.
You try a second time?
Yeah, I try a second time.
Oh, no.
On the second attempt, you succeed.
How does it feel?
Fucking awful.
Get another good boy card for role-playing that well.
Thanks.
You're so good.
Oh, I eventually get there and I hate my life.
All right. You get to the top. The Chewingas are gone. You are... the top of the ziggurat is just a simple rectangular structure of brick. The outside walls, like I said before, are decorated with symbols. They're symbols of Ubtau. The god, the many god, the many-faced god. It's a little underwhelming. Through the doorway is just a barren, empty room. But both of you can smell incense wafting through it.
Mm.
What does it smell like? It
smells like kind of the taste of fucking snake out of my mouth. It smells like incense.
Artis Simbra also finds this very unpleasant. He's like spitting onto the floor. Flask of Wine is looking longingly at this third pile like he wants to do it again.
Flask, if you go down there and do it again, I will throw you off this pyramid.
That is fair.
I don't want to watch anyone else do it either. I just pretend that...
Could you imagine like just like doing that?
Oh, you
letting
probably
a snake go into your mouth.
You probably had to destroy your flower crown to do this as well. Sorry, buddy. Actually, you know what? Give you a roll.
Was it a saving throw?
Yes.
What about plus d4?
Plus d4? Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Well, you fail.
You could.
Would you like to use your plus d4?
It's your good boy card. You earned it.
Yeah, but it's for a flower crown. That'll probably get destroyed anyway.
Not if you keep saving your flower crown.
No, I'm not going to use any good boy cards. I have seen what it was like having no good boy cards.
It's a dark world out there.
And this is going to get harder because there is a snake necromancer in the woods somewhere.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you pull your flower crown apart. Perhaps you are better prepared for the combat with the snake necromancer, but you're not better. Your soul is poorer prepared now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Do you two want to hold on to the feathers and flower, or yes. What do you do?
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
The crown shredded, but I assume I was able to save like a single flower.
Artisember steps forward towards the doorway and says, well, no time like the present, I suppose. Yeah. And he steps through. As he steps through, you hear him gasp and start looking around the room in wonderment, but it still looks empty and barren to you.
You fucking get... I hustle in after him. Fucking treasure, Adam.
I follow after, but after Pop.
You do not walk into the room as it currently is. You walk into the room as it was hundreds of years ago.
Oh my fucking God.
Hanging lamps illuminate the room while incense burners fill it with exotic scents and curling smoke. Cushions and reed mats cover the floor. Pots of blooming flowers line the plastered walls, and singing birds flit from plant to plant. An immense snake with iridescent scales rests on a heap of cushions opposite the doorway. It rises slowly to a height of 5 feet, staring directly into your eyes as it moves. Its face is remarkably human-like, and its tongue flicks before it speaks.
I am very tense.
I am sa ja a n ba sa.
What language is it speaking, Adam?
What do you think in this ancient place?
It's speaking common.
Speak truly, for I hear your hearts.
Oh my God. Oh. I am terrified, but just pretending I'm just being stoic. And you talk to the snake.
Okay. I kneel before Oralunga.
There is no need for that.
I stand up. Thank you. I was hoping you could help us, please, find an amulet. It's a lot of steps, but it'll help save my dad. That's all I want. That's all I want forever. Please?
This is not what you seek. It is merely on the way.
Well, I want to help my dad. Do you know how I can help my dad?
Zorn is a tool to be used. You may find his amulet in Yel-Yark.
How are we spelling Vaughn, guys? Just,
I've been going
like Vince.
I'm so sorry. I've made a mistake. It's X-O-R-N. So we've been calling him Vaughn, but it's Zorn.
Oh.
Corn? How do you pronounce that?
Zorn.
Zorn. Zorn. Okay, I thought you said Zorn, and then I thought I must have just misheard.
So I've been thinking I was chasing after a giant iron Vince Vaughn, and what I'm actually chasing after is...
Isn't he a rock golem?
He's a shield guardian.
Ah!
He's made of shields.
What you truly seek, you will find in Omu. Omu lies between the Valley of Lost Honor and the Peaks of Flame. It is a dangerous place. You should only go if you know yourselves to be ready for a fight with Razni.
More bloody snakes.
Thank you.
He and his followers plan to end the world from there.
In the world.
To finish life itself.
Are they, Madam Snake, are they responsible for the soulmonger?
Yes. I have heard tales of the soulmonger. I did not think it to be true until I saw it in my visions.
Is that why you sent that random bloke to meet us at the market?
I knew of your destinations, and your intentions. I wished to give you advice.
All right, then. Will you?
Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. You should go. You should go.
I should what? Go where?
You should ask her.
Ask her what? We know what we're getting. We're going to get you the amulet for the big fella and then going to Umu. Why do I need to talk to her?
You're only
Artis here
once.
Stands before her and says,
I know who you seek. She and Mesro will not return while Raznis leaves.
Artis tightens visibly where he's standing.
You must stop him before he finishes his plans.
So his plan is to end the world. He's the Soulmonger. And your girlfriend can't come back till he's dead.
It sounds like we all have a common goal.
I thought I'd slain him decades ago, centuries ago.
Wait. I know you said you were defending the city from him, but did you actually beat him?
I fought him in one-to-one combat, and I bested him. Clearly he did not die.
No, that's fairly fucking obvious, I suspect.
Well, I suppose as a necromancer, he had a few tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, probably is a creepy snake monster man. No offense, lady snake friend person.
Please, I beseech thee, kill the Yonti necromancer.
We will. Thank you.
I do not ask her anything.
You do not what?
I don't ask her anything. I'm scared of her.
Okay. Do you say yes? Dragonbait nods. Artis Sembra nods. Flask, even Flask of Wine, maybe in deference to what is quite obviously a powerful mystical figure. You've noticed the Flask of Wine in your travels. He seems superstitious.
Yeah.
So when...
He's just like counting trees and then be like, oh, this is a good amount of trees.
Oh, that's very funny. I like that. I'm writing that down. So, even Flask of Wine nods and agrees to stop Raznis. Am I getting his name right? I know I'm not.
Raznasi.
You must kill Raznasi. Do you say yes?
I mean, Horns, you got anything better to do?
Never in my life have I had something more important than this.
Okay, don't need to be so earnest. That's weird. I guess they're in, ma'am.
She touches each of you with her long tail. On the top of your head.
Love it.
And it feels like an egg has been cracked there. You feel magical energy running down you.
Yeah. Ooh. Love this.
Oh. You each get a supernatural charm.
Ooh.
Pop, you are gifted with the protection of scales. Once per week, you cannot take damage for a round.
That's amazing.
For one round of combat, 6 seconds.
Once
a week, you take no damage whatsoever.
Do I have this forever, Adam?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Adam, this is a forever power.
Do you like snakes now?
A little bit.
Tiffany, you get the gift of guidance. Once per week, when you are unsure of where you should go next in whatever, like, the most pressing issue of your life is at the time, once per week, you can call forth the gift of guidance, and it will drag you in the right direction for a round.
Oh my God, I wish I had this in my real life.
Artis Simber gets the guided shot charm. Once a week for an entire round, he cannot miss.
Phenomenal.
Dragonbait gets the strength of arms. Once a week for one round, he doubles in size and his strength is increased by 5.
I love this team of misfits. We are a magnificent 7, yes. But we are 5.
And Flask of Wine gets the speed of Cheetah. Once per week, for one round, Flask of Wine moves at 10 times his regular speed.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh my God.
Are we Fantastic Five?
Yeah. This is sick. Sorry, does Dragonbait's smell get bigger?
He gets bigger, so his smells get bigger.
Yeah, does he got big smells now? One round, big smells.
And with that, you leave.
Just before we get to the door.
Yeah.
I want to... Are these guys... Like, I've just want to turn back to the snake lady.
Yeah.
She'd be like, am I doing the right thing?
You are on the right trail. But even a skilled adventurer can lose the path. Stick to your current convictions.
All right.
Can any of us hear that?
No. As soon as you step outside, the magic is gone. Auralunga.
Why do you think I did it, Cass?
Yeah, well.
Auralunga looks like just a stone in the jungle now. It's still a ziggurat, obviously, yeah. But I'm just being poetic.
Just into a pebble. How the fuck do we get off this pebble?
Once you leave this temple, you can never return. You walk back in, but it's as it is today. You can never again speak with the wise woman.
I still hate snakes.
What further gifts will Pop need to receive before he learns to love snakes? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.